Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, she is Sarah Ellison. What's going on, Sarah?
How's it going, fellas?
Doing well. So I'm following on X last night, and I saw your post about the Ravens being fully healthy going into the Steelers game. In your words, how significant is that at this time of the year?
I mean, I'm sitting there watching how the Steelers are not healthy. T.J. Watt missed his practice, so did Aaron Rodgers, and so when you go into a physical battle like this, and of course there's a caveat that they had perfect attendance of the 53-man roster. There's guys on IR, of course, that don't count. But in December, heading into an AFC North battle after you just finished an AFC North battle against the Bengals, that's significant news. And I think the two most significant for the here and now is that Nate Wiggins was out there. I did not expect that. I thought it was maybe a more serious injury than, being back on a Wednesday. And then Lamar Jackson hasn't been able to practice on a Wednesday for about a month. And missing out on that practice time combined with his injury has obviously impacted his play. So having a healthy Wiggins, having a healthy Lamar, and a mostly, healthy team at the 53-man roster, I mean, you can't ask for much better heading into Steelers week.
And we didn't talk about our Darius Washington return. He may play in Week 14. Not quite sure, but he's returned to practice. How big a deal is that?
Well, that one that really surprised me. Like when John Harbaugh was asked, "Is our Darius Washington return?" And obviously, Tavius Robinson, they're just in that 21-day practice window. But then John Harbaugh was asked if either one could potentially play, and he said it was our Darius, not Tavius. And I was like, "Are you sure you don't have that reversed?" But he was asked again and said, "Yeah, no, it's our Darius." He said, he went on to say it's not like a high probability that he will, but I think it's just good to have those pieces in their back pocket, especially Tavius. I believe he was leading the snap count at the outside linebacker group when he was injured. Not the biggest sack getter, but an edge setter, sound tackler. The Ravens definitely need that. With our Darius, that's just going to provide, if he can return, more flexibility in the back and in the secondary. I mean, who knows? There's always little injuries here and there. He's a dog, as we all like to say. And I'm just impressed that he was able to rehab so quickly to be back and try to put himself in the mix.
Well, after seeing what we saw the Bills do to the Steelers last week, we are going to see a heavy dose of Derrick Henry this week, right? They ran the ball 50-some times against the Steelers. And it's like, if it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it. Go back and do the same thing the Bills just did.
I wish I could answer that with confidence. Like, yes, yes, that's what I would like to see. That's what we'd all like to see. I don't know. I will say this. I think this time around, I do have a little bit more confidence. I mean, Todd Monken has a pattern of abandoning the run, including with Derrick Henry. He's done it before, but he usually does it when they're going up against other high-powered offenses like the Bengals, or, like the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I feel like Todd Monken is a little bit more patient when he's going against opponents who have offenses that don't typically score much more than 20, and that is the Steelers. So hopefully he doesn't panic and abandon the run. I'd like to see a healthy dose of Derek and obviously keep Mitchell off of that. And I'm sure they're going to try to sell out to stop it, but they don't have their rookie standout defensive tackle and Derek Harmon. He's injured. And so, you know, we'll see if we see a little bit more of Emory Jones. Maybe they can get some stuff up the gut on the left-hand side with Derek. That's what I'm hoping for. When they have Derek Harmon down, that's a major opportunity that I don't want to see Todd Monken, you know, go away from.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah Ellison joins us, co-host of the Vault podcast. Sarah, what are we seeing with this Ravens team right now? They're 6-6. Is it injuries? Is it a lack of execution, bad coaching? I mean, there's so many questions that we have for this team that we did not expect to be 6-6 at this point.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I mean, the fact that they can't play complimentary football, they have yet to do that when the offense was playing well in the beginning of the year before Lamar's injury. And then finally the defense stepped up after, you know, those significant trades. And so I think it's all the above. I think that it would be unfair to not, you know, talk about the injuries. I mean, before Lamar went down, he was leading the league and touchdown passes and quarterback rating and just, you know, and I went back and looked at some of the highlights of the Bills game. He was running around looking like Lamar Jackson, and it just hasn't been there. And so there's offensive line issues, which is, you know, one of the reasons why Lamar's injured in the first place. And then just not being able to play complimentary football. I think there's some coaching issues. I definitely think that the offense has gotten a little bit stale and predictable. And maybe, again, that's because they can't fully use Lamar Jackson or haven't been able to in the last couple of weeks, and they don't have an offensive line that's able to get much push. But listen, I've said this on my show. I do believe, because there's such a trickle down effect with the way that Lamar Jackson masks other issues on this team, including the offensive line. And then if the offense can get going, they're not putting the defense in such a bad place. It opens things up for Todd Monken. I do think that if Lamar gets more healthy, he continues to be able to practice, you know, the entire week, not just, you know, Thursday and Friday, especially since Fridays are mostly walkthroughs. I do think if he gets healthy, things could turn around very quickly, very quickly. It's just a matter of if he can get healthy and stay that way. And I do think the other significant piece is if Emory Jones can progress, you know, at a reasonable rate, because both guard positions have been so bad that even like average play would be a welcome sight. And I think that Lamar and Derrick Henry could do a lot with that. So I know the Ravens are still holding out hope that as they get healthy, which they are, things can turn around, but they have to prove it once they get out on the field, because we haven't seen it yet this year where they've put together on all three phases a full 60 minutes of good Ravens football.
Sarah, do you think this is a year where it's basically like, just get in and let's see what happens? Because there's nobody that's just dominating, and we always throw around there's nobody you fear, but realistically, it's not fear. I think, like, looking now at this situation, if they're able to get in and seeing that it's more than likely that Buffalo is the team that comes here, could make this a crazy run. But again, it's just get in, right?
I mean, I guess that's what it is every year, but, you know, I've been on record this entire season that, to me, it is kind of Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. That's the way it's been since 2019.
Yep.
I wasn't a fan when the Ravens and John Harbaugh were like kind of rejecting that idea. And I'm like, no, it should be that way every year. That's my personal view. And so I don't think that winning the AFC North, which I still think is a strong possibility, given to your point, the field isn't that scary. I don't think that winning the AFC North and then going one and done is going to make anybody happy in this fan base. And I don't think that it should, you know, save anybody's jobs, whether you're a player or coach. But to your point, like getting in is like the biggest piece. And so what a turnaround it could be, as you said, if it's the Bills, I think statistically speaking and analytically speaking, that's the most likely matchup, the Ravens versus Bills. And if the Ravens got the Bills back in M&T Bank Stadium and was able to win a wild card game against them, then it's like all of a sudden things do feel a lot better. And maybe who knows what the next one could be. So in some ways, yes, you're right. Just get in. But I think in December, they have to show that they're capable of doing more than just getting in. Because right now, they're really, if they do get in, it's just because the field is so bad.
There she is, Sarah Ellison from The Vault. Sarah, how can folks find you on social media and find The Vault?
The Vault is on YouTube every day at noon live. It also it gets put up on anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm at SG Ellison, and I'm shocked I got no questions about Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. I'll say that.
Well, I mean, you know what's funny is I feel like we've talked about it so much today.
Yeah, we have. We've had like three segments on it. I think we're probably, I agree with
you. You guys have covered it. You got it covered.
Are you shocked by it, though?
I think the timing I was surprised by for sure, but the Ravens had to get one of the two, Isaiah or Mark. And based off of, you know, Jeff Zrebeck of the Athletics reporting, they try to get Isaiah. And so Isaiah, you know, they couldn't come to a deal. I'm assuming he wanted to bet on himself and then he got injured. So I feel bad for him, but the Ravens need to keep one of the two. And it sounds like they can make a deal with Mark and not Isaiah.
There you go. Hey, Sarah, thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You thanks, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 9:15. But on the other side, Giannis, he's out with an injury for a couple of weeks. But when will he, or if he ever will return to the Milwaukee Bucks? Jeremy Carr's going to weigh in on that up next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.